I don't reckon they use that for anything. If they do, I don't know about it. But they may do.
Yeah, I was thinking there was some kind of pudding or something they made.
Yeah, I believe I have heard of blood puddings. But I never did eat anything.
Did you? You haven't ever seen them actually drain the pig or whatever they
Yes, I've seen them drain the blood out, but they just let it go on the ground. They didn't catch it or anything.
Where did they do? Do they cut its throat or what?
And split it all the way from its throat down. It's full length. Take out the entrails.
And then
everything.
It has to
liver.
Be drained in order for the meat to be.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that for other animals, though, do they? Is the beef?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know anything about that. They do then.
They have to split them down the middle
and
get all the parts out. Yeah. Liver and entrails and heart.
Did you have, that's what I was asking you about, was what kind of food that you ate, okay. Did you have beef? Did your family raise beef?
Yeah, we never did have much, just occasionally.
Was it hard to keep? Was that one of the problems?
I guess.
Well, how about, you had cows, so you had milk, and you had your chickens, so that you had
milk and butter,
and eggs.
We made our own butter.
Yeah, how did you do that?
Churn it.
Yeah, and how did you keep it?
The butter,
uh-huh.
Molded it, worked it, all the milk and water out of it good, and pressed it. You've seen the butter.
Did you use the what was left over from making the butter? And there's some thin milk.
Yes,
it'd
be buttermilk. We drink it or use it for making up bread.
Yeah, my mother loves buttermilk. Okay, I guess that's why she likes it.
Ophelia drinks buttermilk all the time.
Okay, but was there ever anything like? Is there something? Thin skim or something like that?
Yes, we'd skim the milk. That's what made the butter, the cream off the milk.
You let it stand and the cream
in
rises.
The churn, uh-huh.
Did you have to do anything to the milk after you milked the cow before you actually churned it? Or?
Yes, you strain it usually.
And what you strained, I guess you gave to the hogs or something?
Put it through a cloth or a sieve and get the hairs out, you know. That was all it was to that.
So there wouldn't be
wasn't
much left.
Anything to rent.
Nothing you could use, in other words. Okay, so then you take part of it, or you let it stand, and the cream would rise, and then you churn from the cream.
Uh-huh.
And then would your family use all the milk that you had?
Yeah, we gave it to the hogs.
Gosh, when you think about how much milk is there?
That's what raised the hogs.
Was the milk. What you didn't use?
Yeah.
Where did you keep your food cold? How did you keep it?
I told you we kept some in the well a lot of times.
Oh, that's right.
In spring.
Okay.
What
did you keep it in? What kind of containers?
Any kind of containers that we had.
Would it be like pottery sort of stuff?
Yeah, some jars and some. Just anything that we had. Buckets and things.
Where was your well? Oh, you used the spring in the first house, but where was the well in the second house?
It was at the house.
Inside the house? Or on a porch or something like that?
I've forgotten. On the porch, so I think.
In my grandparents' house, there was the kitchen, and then there was a room that had the well, and it was like an open porch to me, and then the rest of the house.
That's where
their well was. And, but I remember an ice box of some kind. Did you?
Yes, my grandpa had a little house right next to his well. And he made him a wooden trough, and we'd carry fresh cold water and pour in that trough and set the milk in there.
Yeah.
He kept that.
And the butter. Summertime. Uh-huh. How about, did they grow potatoes and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
And do you harvest potatoes in the summer or in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you keep those somewhere?
Yes. Healed up the sweet potatoes and kept the ice potatoes in the cellar or something.
Well, my potatoes have